Hi, you okay?
I'm good, thanks. Now, you're going to tell me all about your interest in the Manchester Caribbean Carnival. What got you first interested in the Caribbean Carnival?
So when I was younger, probably about 3, 4, my granddad used to take me. He was originally from St. Kitts, and he used to take me all the time, every year that it was on. And I always really enjoyed it, but obviously being so young, it was kind of just quite a vibrant thing with music and good food. And I didn't really know too much about it. But then he passed away, and when he passed away, I lost the desire to go because I didn't know why I was going. It was kind of just something I did with him. And then as I've got a bit older, I've started to see more about it on social media, things like that, and had friends that also had an interest in it. So I started going with them, and it's become something that I do every year. I absolutely love going. I love the music, the dancehall music, the Afrobeats. It's such a good atmosphere when I'm there. And I also love the food. Like, I'll always get curry goat with rice and peas, some plantain and coleslaw on the side. Like, I always really love being there.
And your rum punch, you like your punch as well, I believe.
I do. I love my rum punch.
Like you say, it's only your granddad, and so, you know, your mixed heritage. Do you feel it's your connection? Because obviously, you know, you may one day go to the St. Kitts. You know, you did mention you'd like to go there one day when you've got time. Do you feel it fetches you closer to your Caribbean roots?
Yeah, definitely. It just kind of shows me the vibes, really, and it makes me feel more excited to go and see the culture in the actual Caribbean. But I think for now, while I can't afford to go, it's a nice thing I can do here.
Well, that's fine. If I win the lottery, I'll treat you to a holiday in St. Kitts so you can go.
I'll hold you to that.